Hey, Kels, I know it's time for Lawyer Up with Lisa Lanier. She's on the line.
She's on the line now. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Kelly, you should start with that story about the kid who got stuck in the cooler. Ask her about that.
The kid, he's only 5 years old, 4 years old, and he got stuck in an igloo cooler. A video went viral last week. It's on the back deck. The family was vacationing in Florida, and he starts screaming. They look for him. He was playing hide-and-go-seek, and the cooler itself came down on him and got latched. And now there's a call for maybe the cooler to possibly change.
The family says that.
Family's saying they want the cooler to change the way they work because kids can get stuck in there. But we all agreed here. We didn't see a way for a cooler to change. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, sometimes they have to latch and they have to be airtight. What are your thoughts on this, Lisa? Is the cooler going to wind up changing?
Yeah, we'll update on that story. Actually, I think it was late yesterday. Igloo actually issued a recall on this cooler. So I do think you're going to see a change in the way the latch is done. And, you know, the family says that they want to sue, but I don't think the kid was hurt. And
no.
This happened in Florida. And one of the requirements under Florida products law is that there is actual harm or monetary loss. And it defines it as physical harm. Now, they're going to say, you know, I guess he was traumatized emotionally or something. But, again, I think, you know, it's good that they called this to Igloo's attention in the event that this is a defective product. But I don't really see them recovering a lot of money here for the kid being frightened for a little bit.
No, he was only in the cooler for 30 seconds. You know, they found him fairly quickly. He was scared at first. I don't think it's going to scar him for life. But Igloo said they were going to look into it, and now
recall.
Yeah, they're doing a recall. They actually are. They actually are doing something about that. My goodness, Lisa, thank you very much for all your help today. As always, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. If a cooler can be opened from the inside, fish can't open it, right?
I think what they'll do is fix it where it can't be latched from the inside. The latch kind of caught, and I think you'll physically have to press them with your thumbs, you know, to make it latch. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in it, there's no way to reach outside of it and latch it. It caught.
Yeah.
See, I have an old cooler, a very, very old Igloo cooler. Now, the one that we're talking about is like a 72-ounce.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Right.
You put this on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine is just would hold 2 6-packs, but when you close it, it locks.
That's right.
So that's what I think I get it now.
But yours, there's no way any human could fit into yours. Maybe a little puppy or something could get in there, but he couldn't. Anyhow.
But I see what you're saying. You'd have to lock it physically from the outside.
Did I just come out as pro putting a puppy in? Did I just give the idea of putting puppy?
Well, you killed the grown dogs in the last segment with the chocolate.
Is that going to be Miguel Almaguer?
No human could fit in there, but a puppy could.
This heartless creature thought it would be fun to put puppies in coolers.
What did your dog do to you yesterday?
How awful.
Agent K is on the line about this cooler kid. Go ahead, Agent K.
Hey, so about this kid getting locked in an Igloo cooler, when I was about 4 or 5, I would go regularly with my mom to her AA meetings, and there was a bunch of us kids in there, you know, I mean, and we were running around trying to figure out what we were doing, and we started playing hide-and-seek, and I got to a wooden refrigerator box that had one of those solid metal latches on it.
Yeah.
And I put the latch up on, and one of the kids running by didn't see me, but ran into the box, knocked the latch off, and locked me in. I got locked in this refrigerator box for about, probably about 10 minutes.
Oh, my.
And finally, the parents finally came and had to come find me. They heard me kicking and screaming. But, I mean, I didn't suffer any emotional trauma for it. We didn't make refrigerator boxes change their things. We were kids being dumb. It happened.
You know, Chris Dim was saying the other day, when you dispose of a refrigerator now, you have to take the door off so that kids can't find them in junkyards or whatever.
Or chain it up.
Chain it up so you can't get in it.
Oh, my gosh. Kids do the craziest things.
That's right. Wow, what a story. But what a memory for you. Thank goodness that they were able to figure it out and get you out of there.
I'm glad there was a bunch of struggling alcoholics able to hear me screaming.
Amen. Amen to that at his mother's AA meeting. A beautiful story and a memory for Agent K like that. It's funny. He was stuck in a refrigerator box like a refrigerator is delivered in.
Yeah.
A refrigerator itself we've changed the way we dispose of it. I wonder if the box and shipping has changed at all.
No, because I think kids still love boxes.
Oh, sure.
But his latched and got him locked in.
And now car trunks, you know.
Yeah, you can get out.
Does your car's a beater. Does it have the escape trunk or are you, when you're in, you're in?
You're in, you're in. You can't get out of there.
That's why they use cars like yours for kidnappings.
And I don't appreciate that term beater. That's the second time it's been used today. That's twice it's been called a beater. I don't like that. I was asked if I went through Taco Bell in my nice car, the minivan, or the beater. And I just instinctively said beater.
You allowed it.
I allowed it. That's not right. I want to put an end to that right now.
Yeah.
And neither of my kids could fit into that trunk now, only our dog. could fit into the trunk.
Once again, what did that dog do to you yesterday?
Our dog could fit in there, no question. I don't think any child.
What did that dog do?
Could fit into
that
trunk.
Something.
At this point.